Hello from London, I'm Peter Stewart. My aim is to help you get a better voice for presentation for your audio and video channels. I'm the author of several audio and video presentation books. I've hosted thousands of radio and TV shows and podcasts, and I've been a voice trainer for the BBC. Thanks very much indeed for listening to the podcast and reading the book when it comes out, both entitled Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. We've been talking for the past couple of days about your larynx, about your vocal folds or vocal cords. You may also refer to this whole area of your throat as your voice box. And it is possible to fracture your throat. It sounds horrific, doesn't it? But in 2020, Frank Ragno, an NFL player with the Detroit Lions, did just that during a match. No one knows quite how he did it, but some kind of blunt force trauma in amongst playing with all those other huge bodybuilder types in the NFL game there. The National Center for Biotechnology Information says trauma to the larynx can disrupt respiration, swallowing, and phonation, and that whole process of vocalization. So, in other words, Frank could eat and breathe okay, but was prescribed total voice rest. And that was a bit of a problem for him, because he was a center who helps quarterbacks identify rushers and set line protections. In other words, shouting out and giving directions and coordinating his team while actually on the field of play. So obviously not being able to talk, not being able to shout, not being able to vocalise a particular problem. You think that's bad enough? In 2017, another player, Henry Anderson, suffered a similar injury when he fractured his larynx. Ooh, got to be really, really careful. Obviously, these are really, really unusual situations. But as we were saying yesterday, your vocal folds, just the size of a thumbnail, quite small, but blunt force trauma, if you're hit just in the wrong place at the wrong time, can cause quite a bit of damage. So we've got to really look after our whole health, but obviously for the sake of this podcast series, looking after your vocal folds in that area. And we've got some vocal health information coming up as the podcast series continues. I am a qualified vocal health trainer, so I've passed the course to say that that is what I am, so I can identify and help people with some basic underlying vocal health issues. So we'll come to some of that, as I say. It's in the book. It's also in the podcast series as we continue with Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.